Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. And welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with Shauna Remus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, your team getting set to take on Sacred Heart coming up here tomorrow, but since that was a made-up game. But let's go back first to the Sterling Invitational. Finished in seventh place. Some really good competition that you saw this year. Fall to Hugoton in overtime, a tough loss there, and then a pretty good Wichita Sunrise Christian team in the second game, and coming back with a 78-53 win in the seventh place game over Lions. Just what stood out the most to you in this year's Sterling Invitational?
I think how equal all the teams were. I mean, everybody there was capable of winning on any given night. And, yeah, we met two really tough teams and battled hard, but just couldn't come away with a win on either of those nights. But the kids did bounce back against Lions, and that was a fun game to watch. And they played well enough to get that win, so that was exciting.
You, unlike the boys, you were able to stay away from the only league school that was there, Southeast of Saline. But what does it mean for a team like yours right now to be able to face some different competition instead of going up against the same ones every week?
Yeah, well, actually, the girls wanted to face Southeast of Saline, but it just didn't work out that way. They kind of wanted to get that game back from when we lost to them earlier, but didn't work out that way. But, yeah, seeing two very, very talented teams that we did and getting an overtime experience, you know, you can't take that away ever for what that might do for us down the road. And then, you know, Sunrise Christian was just a unique team that we'll probably never see another team like that in terms of their talent and capabilities. So it was good for the kids to see. But, you know, in the end, any loss hurts, but it maybe will help us in sub-state and down the road to play those tough games.
Sacred Heart Thursday, it's a team that's obviously showed a lot of improvement over the past couple seasons. They're actually one game ahead of you guys right now in the league standings at 4-1, 8-3 overall. What do you expect to see from the Lady Knights on Thursday night?
Well, their youth has now grown up, so their guards are very experienced and talented, and so we're going to have to control the tempo of the game. But, yeah, you know, they've taken their licks, but now those kids are juniors and seniors, and so they know what to do on the basketball court. So we're just going to have to go out and defend and find ways to score against them. And I think we maybe have a size advantage, so we'll try to take advantage of that. But it'll be another good game. You know, our league has totally changed this year. There's no one real leader in the league, and so it's just anybody's chance to win on any given night. So we got to protect our home floor and hopefully come away with a win.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for joining us again this week, coach, and best of luck against Sacred Heart Thursday and then Tuesday against Republic County.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat, instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind. And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Ryan Eiler, head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, a really nice tournament for you there at Sterling. You get the championship, a tight game there with Southeast of Saline in the first-round matchup, a team you're very familiar with there. You get an 8-point win, 5-point win over Smoky Valley. Then on Thursday and Friday, you come back with a 56-44 championship win over Hutch Trinity. Just as you look at that tournament, what were some of the differences you saw this season and what stood out the most about the way the kids played and being able to pick up that championship this year?
Well, I thought it was a good tournament for us. I thought the first two games, maybe we didn't come out with as much energy as I would have liked, and battled throughout the whole game. And both Southeast and Smoky kept it at a pace that they liked, and you know, did some things defensively against us that, we weren't great at countering. But through all three games defensively, I thought we played well. And those first two, it was the defense that allowed us to overcome some of the offensive struggles early and kind of grind out each game and able to get to the two wins. And then the kids turn around in that championship game against a really good Hutch Trinity team and played tremendous. I just thought they had a different look in their eye. I thought there was another level of intensity that they had and did well offensively and defensively, and to hold the Trinity to in the 40s with the offensive threats that they had, I thought was tremendous. I thought defensively, you know, Hudson Smith and Hudson Gray have kind of been rotating on the other team's best player, and they did a nice job each night, and I thought our bigs inside did well, and then I felt like there was guys helping, and that's that third night. We didn't give up open layups. Anytime somebody drove, there was good rotation, and guys just did a nice job of helping the helper and not allowing easy shots. And the Hammocky kid's a tremendous player, and he goes out and has 19 against us, but they were all contested shots, and we were where we needed to be. He's just a good player and able to put him down. But Vincent Paulin in that championship game offensively played tremendous, hit six threes, and we did a nice job of finding him and getting him some open looks. And Hudson Gray came along in the last two games, hit a couple threes for us and had some pivotal buckets. Hayden Butke had some tremendous shots at critical times. Braxton Eiler's done a nice job coming in, hitting some threes as of late. And then I thought we were solid in the post. So, you know, really good tournament for us. Vincent and Hudson Smith get on the all-tournament team, and putting two guys on a five-man all-tournament team out of the 18s really shows the respect that the other coaches had for the way the kids played.
So you're supposed to play Sacred Heart there on Tuesday. That gets postponed, so you'll play them tomorrow night instead. Knight's a team that's won 45 consecutive games in the league. They have an eight-game winning streak over you guys. I'm sure you're very aware of that. But when you play Sacred Heart on Thursday, what do you need to do to be able to get over that hump and pick up the win this year?
Well, we've got to be able to defend like we have. The Skidmore kid is a great jump shooter and can shoot it from anywhere. And if you close out too far, he's going to drive around you. And you know, he's a good scorer, just a good athlete. And the Linners kid's a tremendous defender and gets a lot of steals and a lot of layups because of that. And so we're going to have to take the care of the ball to limit his. And then they've got a Heronbrook kid that can shoot deep and does a nice job of finding other guys underneath. So for us, we've got to take care of the ball, and we've got to defend and knock down shots. And, you know, it's a game that our kids are looking forward to, and hopefully they can come out with the intensity like they did in the championship of the Sterling tournament.
Right now, the coach of the Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck here against Sacred Heart on Thursday.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit. Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Kayla Corbett and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back on the locker room chats, joined now by Osborne Lady Bulldogs head coach Kayla Corbett. Coach, Really nice week for your girls last week. You won your first game over Rock Hills, the NPL tournament play-in game. Big 56-18 win, then had two close ones. You won by three over Southern Cloud, and then got a big lead against Sylvan Lucas and got a buzzer-beating layup by Ryan Brown to win it for you by two into the championship game against Thunder Ridge. A slow start there against the Lady Longhorns, but you never gave up. Did end up losing it by 21. Just overall, a second-place finish. You got to be happy about that. Just what were some of the things that stood out to you at the NPL tournament last week?
Well, you know, like I said, it was a great week and quite, suspenseful with the two games. But, I just can't say enough about this, my girls. Like you said, they never give up, and that's the one thing. This team has such a big heart, and they work, and they have their mental breakdowns. I mean, if we're ahead 29-9 at halftime versus Sylvan Lucas and come back. They do a tremendous job coming back. They were hitting their 3-point shots, but the girls, like you said, they didn't give up. And Ryan hit that last second shot. Afton said she could see that when Afton went up, it was 0.02 seconds when it went in. And my family has heart trouble, and I told the girls they don't need to put me in that category of heart trouble. But I just could not be any prouder of how far these girls have come in a year, in one season, from like fifth last year to second this year. And even in the championship game, I said, we're going to play our style of ball. We ran, we got the fast breaks. I think the four games and four night thing kind of affected our layups, and we missed quite a few. But again, I couldn't be any prouder of them.
So, again, a second-place finish there. You were supposed to play Wilson on Tuesday, but that's been moved, and fortunately for you guys, you had an open date, so that'll be next Tuesday. Now you get ready for Lakeside coming up on Friday night. It's a team you played already once this season, beat them in the preseason tournament there in Osborne by 12, but it's been quite some time since you played, and both teams are a little bit different since then. What are your thoughts on Lakeside on Friday?
Well, you said that it was quite some time since we've seen them, and they've improved. We've improved. Now, if we are still struggling to put a complete game together, and been working on that. And I really hope that Friday we can get even closer to a complete game and not have our mental breakdowns. I mean, we've been really working on our rebounding and our free throw shooting. In three of the four games in the tournament, we were over 60%. And so I think that's going, to continue to be a big role in our games towards the end of the game. I anticipate that coming into play toward, with Lakeside. But otherwise, it's we'll start out like we normally do, and maybe have to play a little bit different defense with their ball handling. But otherwise, I think it'll be a 12-point within, a 12-point game again, looking at how that far they've come along also.
Kayla Corbett, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week. Congratulations on that second-place finish. We'll see you on Friday, and best of luck this week.
Thank you.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat, instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jamie Walters joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne basketball team. Coach, your boys picking up your second straight Northern Plains League Tournament Championship on Thursday there. Wasn't easy, but you had a fight with St. John's Tipton. They actually got out to the early first half lead. You guys were able to pick up the victory, 52-42, going on a 10-0 run to end it. Just overall, as you look back at that tournament, Thunder Ridge, Lakeside, and St. John's Tipton, three teams you're very familiar with that you're going to end up playing at least three times a year on all three of them. Just looking at that tournament and the way you finished out on Thursday, what were your thoughts of the last week?
Yeah, I didn't think we'd put two halves together in really any game. But, I was proud of our kids' effort. Both the Lakeside game and the St. John's game, we kind of labored the first half. And, you know, we made a few adjustments in the, going into the second half, and I thought our kids responded really well. And, you know, it's good to have those kind of games, grinders, and, you know, down the road you're going to have to convert down the stretch, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that. So, like I said, I was proud of our effort, and I thought we played hard, and, you know, it's good to be in those games early and just to give yourself a test and, you know, see how the kids respond to them.
How much does it mean to your group to be able to win that championship now back-to-back years?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was good for us for sure. You know, we hadn't had any, and, you know, last year we were a little shorthanded going into the tournament and played really well. We had some kids really step up in the tournament, and this year, I don't know if we played quite as well as we did last year, but, you know, our defense was really good. You know, Brandon Bates is a great player, and, you know, they rub him off of a lot of screens, and Darian, he played great defense the whole game, and it was good for us.
You're going to get prepped now for your third game against Lakeside of the season coming up on Friday night. You were supposed to play Tuesday against Wilson. Luckily for both of you guys, you had an open date coming up next Tuesday, the 29th, so you'll move that to that one. Just overall, what do you want to see from the group here in these next two games to finish out January?
You know, Lakeside, you know, they always play us a little bit different zone, and something we haven't handled very well, and it goes back to last year. They play a 3-2 zone, and we haven't attacked that very well. I thought we did a really good job there in the second half, and, you know, so we'll hopefully kind of pick up where we left off in the second half of the last time we played them. And, but, you know, like I say, it's always a battle with them. You know, we've put some stretches together these last couple games to kind of pull away from them, but I expect it to be a battle, and they'll play hard, and we'll have to be ready to play for sure.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck out of Lakeside on Friday.
Thanks a lot.
Fans can hear those games on Katy Country 94. Pregame coverage for the girls at 5:50, tip at 6, and the boys to follow Friday night.
Our Osborne locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
And we're back here on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, you finished out the Mid-Continent League tournament here this past week after a first-round win over Plainville. Tough five-point loss against Trigo at their place on what was Thursday, and then Saturday you played TMP Marion for third and finished with the fourth place finish, 45-39 loss there to TMP. What do you see from your group, and what do you see their tournament last week?
Well, I think, you know, for the most part, our girls have been working hard. We've just had a hard time playing four quarters, you know, and in our semifinal game against Trigo, which, you know, at their gym, and it's a tough situation, and we got down 12 points early and had to overcome that. And I guess to give a little bit of credit to our team, we came back in early fourth quarter, tied the game, and had a chance to take the lead, and kind of fell apart at the end, gave up some baskets late. And we just had a hard time, like I said, just putting it all together for 32 minutes. And then in the finals against a pretty good TMP team, you know, we did the same exact thing. We were down 10 or I think 12-2, actually, and fought back to, I get 1 point at the end of the first quarter and took the lead in the second. And I think we were up one, maybe going to the fourth, and did not hang on. And what killed us in that game was I think they made seven threes on us to our one, and they made a lot of free throws. And but the thing that's been really hurting us, getting off to slow starts and turnovers. You know, we've seen a player or two that you have to keep an eye on and defend, and it's good to be home. You know, we've had two home games so far this year, and so it'll be nice to get back in our gym on Friday and get a home game in. And it's also a big league game for us because we like to place well in league, and And we just need to get back on track and get a win. So we're going to work hard to do that.
Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smithsonian Lady Red, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Stockton Friday.
You bet. Thank you.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
New year, new deer. Start the new year off right with a new John Deere tractor from Landmark Implement. You'll find a wide selection of new John Deere tractors that will fit your operation needs at a price that's right for you. Going on now through January 31st on all new 7R, 8R, and 9R John Deere tractors, take advantage of a 12-month interest waiver followed by 4.9% fixed rate for 60 months. Visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Rob Buckmaster joining us, the Smith Center boys head coach. Coach, we didn't talk last week since all the league tournaments were going on, including yours. Saturday, you fall the TMP 65-59 there on the 12th of January, and then you played in the end up in the ninth place game. You do get a two-point win over Stockton, 55-53. Trenton Colby had 20 for you in that one. Just assess your team's performance there in those two games, the league tournament. I know it's probably not the finish you were looking for, but you did finish with a victory.
Yeah, I thought we played probably better versus TMP. I mean, we had our chances to win that game, and they got second in the league. I mean, our league, really from top to bottom, is pretty even. I mean, Phillipsburg's a little better. I mean, they haven't lost any close games, but, you know, the rest of us are anybody can beat anybody at a given time. And, you know, we played all right versus Stockton at times. We'd get a lead, and then we'd let them back in the game. And, you know, it was a home game for Stockton. But, you know, we played well. I mean, it was probably a good thing for us. I mean, we got a win, but we're also able to kind of finish the game with some pressure on us. So I felt good about that. But, you know, it's been kind of a crazy season. We've had, you know, some cancellations and postponements. So hopefully we'll get a game in this Friday.
Friday you play Stockton again, is on the schedule at home. What do you want to see? Like, say you let them stay in this time around. What do you need to do the second time around maybe to get away from them?
Well, we just have to defend better. I mean, Stockton's very good offensively. You know, we've got some good shooters. And, you know, we've got to be willing to defend better and rebound better. And then hopefully shoot some free throws better, which has been kind of our Achilles heel. We've just shooting awful from the free throw line, and it's kind of one of those things, you know, you hate to push it, but, you know, you need to. We shoot free throws every day in practice, and it's just one of those things we just got to get over the hump with.
It's Rob Buckmaster, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck against Stockton on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
A new year means a new-to-you deer, and the best time to save on used equipment at Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, sprayer, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Steve Crist joining us now, the head coach of the Lincoln girls basketball team. Coach, a flurry of activity last week, four straight days that you had games, finishing out the Northern Plains League tournament in sixth place. Opened out with a play-in win over Tescott, then you fall to Thunder Ridge. You beat Chase in the consolation semis to get to the fifth-place game. You fall 50-29 to Lakeside. Just overall, what was that like for you as a coach to be coaching four straight games, and how do you feel the girls reacted to that situation?
Well, I was really pleased with our kids. I thought they handled it very well. I really felt like each game they were ready to play. They weren't necessarily hung over from the game before or anything like that, and you know, really had a pretty positive attitude. We were healthy, which, thank goodness, I think we ended up having one kid miss toward the end of the week because they were sick, but we stayed healthy, and I thought we played pretty well. And sometimes, you know, playing a bunch of games like that, it'd be nice to have some practices mixed in, but just getting to play, I think, helped us out. Our turnovers have come down a little bit through those four games, and I think we've learned some things, how to handle the ball and do some better things. So, you know, it's hard playing four games in 4 days because you don't get the practice time to fix some things, but I felt like I did feel like our girls handled it pretty well, and we gave ourselves a shot. I think we finished up, you know, we went in as a fifth seed, finished up as a sixth. So I really felt like we performed the way we needed to perform, and I think we gained some confidence going into this last half of the season that we can compete with some of those teams in the top part of the league.
So again, with those four games, 4 days, but now this week's going to be completely different for you, as you had your game postponed with Lakeside there on Tuesday. Supposed to play Natoma on Friday. Obviously, they don't have a team, so you can't play that. Your next game will be Monday against Sylvan Lucas. What are you doing in the downtime now as you get ready for the two games on Monday and Tuesday next week?
Well, I guess we're looking at it as a time to maybe make a few more changes and a few different things going into the last half of the year here. We're going to work on some different things defensively. I felt like in that tournament with both Chase and Lakeside, we had a difficult time guarding the three-point line, and we've played pretty much all zone this year because we have such a young team. I didn't feel like we could get all the work we needed to in on man-to-man, so we focused mostly on zone. So we're going to take some time here to maybe tweak some things to help us be able to guard the three-point line a little bit better and, you know, help us out on the defensive side. Other than that, we're just, you know, we just need to play. We scrimmage a lot in practice and try to get into those game type situations to help us out. So, you know, we've got Sylvan coming up on Monday, and we know what they're going to do. We played them earlier in the year, and they're going to put all kinds of pressure on us. So we've got a few days to try to work on that so we can handle a little bit better this time than what we did the first time.
Steve Chris, coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for your time this week, and best of luck as you get back going next week.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate all the time you've put into.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lindsborg. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joe Biggs joining us, head coach of the Lincoln boys basketball team. Coach, you finished out that Northern Plains League tournament last week. First-round loss, or a play-in loss, I should say, to Wilson, 53-35. And then two contests in the consolation part of the tournament at Sylvan Lucas, where you fell to Chase 50-45 there Wednesday. But on Thursday, you come back with your second win of the season, a 30-point victory over Tescott, 59-29. Just overall, as you looked at the way the kids played there last week with the tournament, what were your thoughts on how that went down?
We were pretty disappointed in the Wilson game. You know, I felt we had a really good draw in the tournament on who we were going to play, and we needed to get that win, and we had high expectations going into that game, seeing how we just played them a couple weeks before and lost in overtime. So we kind of came out and just laid an egg, and we just didn't get it done. And then against the Chase, we just kind of did the same thing, kind of just went through the motions, and it was a back and forth game, and in the end they made an and one layup, and they just pulled away just a little bit with a few seconds left. And then the Tescott game, we relaxed finally and played basketball a little bit, and we got to find a way to relax and put the ball in the hole when the bigger games are on the line. So
So you move on now. You're supposed to play there on Tuesday against Lakeside, but that game due to the weather was postponed. And now you move on with Natoma coming up on Friday night. The Tigers, a team that's been a struggle a little bit for them. And as you look at the matchup, what do you like about the Natoma game coming up on Friday?
I think I like our athleticism. Hopefully we can exploit that. You know, get out and play some defense and you know, just play hard. And you know, like I said just a little bit ago, we have to find a way to relax and put the ball in the hole. So if we can do that, then hopefully we can play well and get a win.
Joe Biggs, coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and best of luck against Natoma Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, since we talked last, you won the Northern Plains League Tournament Championship for the sixth consecutive year there on the girls' side. Eight tournaments, and there's only been two champions. Again, you guys won the last six. You beat Osborne on Thursday, 47-26, the day before a very impressive 20-point win over St. John's Tipton, 48-28. Opened the tournament with a win over Lincoln in the quarterfinals. Just as you look back at that tournament, what stood out the most to you, and how pleased were you with the way the girls played in Lincoln?
Well, I think the biggest thing was our defense. You know, that's just one thing that we've always keyed on, because you always can't trust the shot to fall all the time. So I think the big thing for us was to make sure that we knew who to cover up and what game we had, and just play great defense. And a lot of times it just turns into our offensive points. We like transition points. We got in a little bit too big of a hurry against Osborne there, and that last day we missed several layups. You know, and then our defense was, you know, in the last day we weren't moving our feet like we did against the St. John's boy. You know, I think that was a very good defensive game that we had there. We knew we had to control Dubert, and then Eilert had 9 of the 11 in the first half, so we wanted to make sure we controlled her in the second half. And like I said, the girls really stepped up there. But going back to that Osborne game in the championship, we pressed the issue a little bit too much. We missed a lot of little layups that we normally hit. But like I said, we was able to hold on defensively and get the win.
So you move on now. You're supposed to play there on Tuesday against Pike Valley, but with the weather, that was postponed. Just looking now forward, Southern Cloud coming up on Friday, then you go to St. John's Tipton on Tuesday. What do you want to see here in these next two games from your girls?
Well, I don't want to see a big lead get squandered like it did 2 years ago with Southern Cloud when they came up to our place. We had a 22-3 lead in the first quarter, and we just shifted gears, but it was down. And Rainey Schmidt got hot, and she basically won the game for them. So we're going to make sure that we don't do that again. And I'll coach it differently if it does get to that point. But, you know, they got a nice, solid ball club. Everybody's, you know, kind of at that same level in the league, and they can present challenges for us. And then again, like I said, next Tuesday against St. John's Beloit, that's going to be an interesting game on their court. It's one of them places that we don't play real well at, and I hope that we can turn the tides here. You know, we want to get the league title as well. And if we go in there and take care of business, then we got the good shot of doing that.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you continue on the season.
Thank you, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jerry Webb joining us, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, you finished out the Northern Plains League tournament there. Actually, we hadn't talked to you since you began that as well. Just kind of looking back at the tournament. You won over Pike Valley 63-36 on Monday to get into the quarterfinals there against Osborne, and then you fall 78-45. Unfortunately for you, you were only able to play one game in that consolation bracket against Wilson, a 69-50 loss on Wednesday. Just overall, as you look at the tournament and how your team played as a whole, what came out of it for you guys?
Well, of course, I thought Monday with Pike Valley, we finally got to rolling, got some momentum on our side, got to play with the lead for a while, and I thought they did real well, not giving it back. Of course, then you turn right around and play Osborne, which is just a tough team. And then, you know, just didn't quite recover against Wilson. Thought we had some good moments in the game, but overall just, you know, mindset and momentum. Couldn't quite get it back in our favor. And then, yeah, we were looking forward to the last game, but that didn't work out, so.
And then also Tuesday you're supposed to play Pike Valley again. That one gets postponed to a later date. So now you're sitting waiting, and you got Southern Cloud coming into town on Friday. Then you'll go to St. John's Tipton Tuesday. What are some of the things you want to see from your team in practices and then those games coming up?
Well, Southern Cloud, you know, it'll be an interesting one. We haven't seen that, and so it'll be fun. And in our house is always good, but – and then, of course, off to St. John's, who we've seen quite a few times last year and this year already. So just always looking at improvement and playing our momentum, dictating, and not falling to the pressure.
Jerry Webb, the coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach. Best of luck in your next couple games here.
All right, thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.